is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Mwachi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Cuban a link up, rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
The Monday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty Indie Company right up until 6 p.m. And it's a Monday. Beginning of a new week. Yeah, people. Another day, another dollar. Uh-huh. You know, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. So you got to, you know, you got to be responsible at some point. Find that happy medium. And right in the middle of the happy medium is a Monday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try and make this, ride home enjoyable for you. Lines are going to be open as well. We're going to hear from Abaco. We're going to hear from Miss Reckley in short order. Roscoe's traveling today. And then I'm honest, but we got a lot to talk about, all right? Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free, Grand Bahama, Abaco, any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now let me hit you up with your trivia. Yeah, make sure your mind's in a good place. Playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupon, Joker's Wild Party Passes, and of course, lunch at dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. Here's what you're working with, and you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Oh, Lord. Okay, this is a good one right here. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian professionals. Men and women, 50 men, 50 women between the ages of 21 and 52. Survey revealed that 74% have stopped doing this business-wise. What is it? All right? Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, professionals. 72% or 72 out of 100 said they have stopped doing this business-wise. When it comes to doing business, they've eliminated this from the process. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? While you work on that, I'm going to work on the headliners real quick. And when we get to the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes, we'll take it down to Abaco. We got Miss Reckley tuned in yet? Let me know when you see her pop in, all right? But let's check out the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Boom! Boy, we ain't had a winner in weeks, but my God, got a winner today. Thank you, Jesus. Send me your info right now, texter. You just texted me the answer. I just told you the winner. Send me your info, please. Because, you know, we got a couple other people jump text right in now after I say the winner, after I say the answer, and text in and say it's them. But yeah, boy, text you. You hot today. You right on point today, boy. You ain't playing on a Monday. Correct answer, writing checks. All right? 72% of them said business-wise, they stopped writing checks. Now, they also said, you know, a lot of places want you to go digital, but a lot of businesses aren't set up to go completely digital yet either. So they're caught between a catch-22, you know? Do we do digital or do we do? That's why me, I set myself up for both. Digital and cash while it's still good. Everybody trying to get you off that cash, boy. Anyhow, text or don't say yay, send me information or you can't get no prize. Then you can say boo. All right, so that's the winner right there. Boom. All right, we got our winner. Now we don't have to worry about the trivia. Let's check out the headlines. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Check them out online, finethreads.com, or pop on in Top of Hill Mackey Street or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. His was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. BPL CEO, too risky to run all engines at once. Pintard tells PM, bring logs on Wärtsilä engines. Now, you got videos floating around. Wait, that's Ms. Rackley? All right, just let her hold. I'll be with her in 1 second. You got videos circulating with all kind of engines running. And if the engines are running in that building don't seem too delightful anyway. I only go into what I see on the videos. We'd still like to see the logs. That way you know exactly how many engines was running at this date or this time. Yes, man. And if you want accountability and transparency, that's what you need to look for. So we can get to the bottom of this problem. Because me and you sweating. Me and you still dealing with load shedding. And the PM and the CEO of BPL still pontificate and, for lack of a better word, dollar wine around the subject. The engines were installed. They were set up to run one way. We decided to run them a different way. But now what problems is that causing? And why we run them a different way? Why we run them on a certain fuel? Okay? They got us for the conk, man. Now, according to these Andes, Wärtsilä engines, they're supposed to be the most efficient in the fleet. Well, then why aren't we running them efficiently? We got people in charge who think running it this way efficient to us? My God. Yeah, we got double prizes today. Calm down, Vinod. We got double prizes today. Relax yourself. Girl 9 abducted, sexually assaulted. Dear God. A 9-year-old girl and a 40-year-old woman were sexually assaulted in separate incidents on New Providence over the weekend. This according to police reports. The girl was playing with friends on Saturday afternoon on the outside of Lazaretto Road residence when a male driver of a white Nissan Skyline beckoned her to get inside the vehicle, according to information given by police. The child complied and was taken to an unknown location where she was threatened and sexually assaulted. Police said, adding that she was found a short time later in the area of Spike and Yard Road. The incident is reported to have happened shortly after 6 p.m. The other matter is reported to have occurred around 3 a.m. on Saturday. The police said the incident happened at the woman's Golden Isles Road residence, socializing at a bar with a male she knows. So what happened? The rapist given the murderous competition, eh, Mr. Producer? Because when it's not a murder, it's a rape. My God. AG urges courts against bail in certain cases. As concerns about the granting of bail persist, Attorney General Ryan Pinder on Friday said there have been multiple cases where bail could have been lawfully denied to defendants accused of committing violent crimes. Pinder, who addressed the issue of bail in the Senate, pointed to a chain of cases where the Court of Appeal has upheld decisions by the lower courts to deny bail to defendants and encouraged the lower court. Now, let me go to A7, because, you know, I like to continue it correctly. I don't like to leave it dangling. Okay. lower court justices to study these cases and make decisions where appropriate. Our current laws, both the constitutional framework or the Bail Act, allow for restrictive granting of the bail than we have seen over the years. And it permits a more restrictive granting of bail than we have seen the courts delivering, especially considering the types of crimes and alleged criminals that we have seen in these matters, such as repeat offenders, multiple offenders, and violent offenders, Pinder said. Well, let's get it dealt with. Okay? We should have no bail for murder, okay? The murderer gets bail, but the shoplifter doesn't? How does that work? How does that add up? Pinder also said, I'm remote court for family islands. That would make sense if they could operate them efficiently. Human rights expert Marion Bethel said yesterday the Protection of Violence Bill 2023, which MPs passed on Thursday night, fails to support an internationally accepted human rights approach to the critical issue of gender-based violence, and added that the legislation is comprehensive in addressing the issues than the gender-based violence bill. All right? And here we have it again. This coming from international bodies looking at us. And that bill that was worked on took decades to work on. And you have to ask the question, like Mrs. Bethel is doing and others are doing, how did this get passed? And of course, this is from the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, the CEDAW Committee. So obviously, you know, obviously, this stuff lacking. So why the rush to pass that version of the bill instead of the one that was worked on? And now here's another headline. Police report shootings. A 30-year-old man is dead and a 23-year-old man was in hospital after shooting on Peter Street west of East Street around 10:30 a.m. yesterday. The younger man was standing on the outside of the residence on Peter Street when he was approached by a male dressed in dark-colored clothing who emerged from a nearby track road, according to information received by police. The culprit shot the 23-year-old in the thigh. The assailant is reported to have fled the area onto the same nearby track road where he encountered two males and shot them. One of the males was unharmed. However, the second male, a 33-year-old, and let me get to the second portion of that because, you know, I don't like to leave it hanging. I'm going the wrong way with the paper. Instead of going to page 8, I'm going to page 10. He was shot to the upper body, police said. Both victims were transported to hospital via private vehicles where the 23-year-old died. Police also reported that another man, age 23, was in hospital after he was shot on Friday. So shootings up, murders up, rapes up. Where are we, people? Where are we? Really? This would be out in 2023. Abducting 9-year-olds. Murders on the regular. Naughty, the generators are being ran that way because BPL hired former staff members of the Wasilla as private consultants. You really think that Wasilla is into former staff members? No, they're not. Naughty, both the Minister of National Security and the Chief of Police say crime is down. So what you talking about? I talking about what I seeing, what is being reported. Naughty, let's squash this crap and call Wasilla one time. Anybody ever thought to do that? That might be a good idea. Just pick up the phone and say, hey, what's really going on? Break it down. All right. Let's take the break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz brought to you by John Shulico. And then, you know, we'll get you to the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and we'll get you ready for the news in the 5 o'clock hour, all right? That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When faced with an illness like cancer, you band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will have Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Talking Heads, the Monday, July 31st edition continues right now. We're about to get up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Don't forget, John's is the authorized distributor for Chefwear, the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's is also now carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary Tools that make for a better chef all around. All of these are great products available for you at John's Careware, Rosetta Street and Carmichael, both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right, and remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Once we do the phone call, we'll get to Miss Reckley in Abaco. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Naughty.
What you got for me, Sparky? What's going on with you, man?
Well, you know, in life sometimes you hit a snag. And you just got to take a deep breath, relax, and say, "Hey, don't get up off the ground if you don't know how you fell out. You just crop out and you find out on your kitchen floor or in your backyard, and you didn't know when the oxygen left your brain cells, and you just fall out." But I say all of that to say this: naughty something got to be wrong with our little Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands. Somehow our leaders, social, religious, and political leaders, got either rent with a big hall, and all of them get in there and start talking and dole that them out until they come out with a plan. They're not allowed to leave the hall unless they come out with a plan that we go work with as nationalists for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And we go all do this together. Because something really out of hand when every morning or every night I hear in 2 and 3 people get shot. One fella sitting on the wall, one fella, two fellas come out of one car, walk up to them, shoot them in the head, bam. three fellas sitting on the porch playing domino. Three fellas come from behind the house, shoot them in the head, bam. Little seven of them, 9-year-old girl walking on the road, big old husky man, pick up the gal, go dog on sexy Vanessa, drop her in the road, bam. Naughty, something got to be going on, man. All kind of people around here got more guns than the police department and defense force and prisoners put together.
But if you listen to the Minister of National Security and the Chief of Police, crime is down and we don't have a crime problem.
I don't know. This limon is out. They come in by plane in the morning and go back in the evening. They don't listen to our radios. They're in a different part
of the metaverse.
They'd be listening to Fox News or something. They don't listen to Bahamian News.
I don't know.
Or ZNS don't report the truth, because ZNS is under one government now.
Or maybe they know, but just not saying nothing.
Oh, because they're under the government now, so they'd be told what to say on ZNS.
Right, which is the status quo, you know. This administration saying nothing, mum's the word.
The other radios were told free, and rev them. They free stations. They could say what they want to say. They can bring the truth. And ZNS got to tell us some pretty story, because the operatives of their waking and controlling that thing. But whatever the case may be. But something got to come down between the judiciary, the legal people, the lawyers, the doctors.
Sparky, we need a change. And you know
Naughty,
what,
though? Naughty, this has hurt me, man. Because when I think about the Bahamas when I grew up, at the age of 1970, I worked out at Zeke Goodman High for the last time as a high school graduate. Back then, we already graduated. We had prom, everything like that. I think we was the first school that had a prom. I know Slack was the first school that had a school book. And then we came at ours called the Scope in 1970. But I think we was the first that had a prom over Paradise Island. But we never even used to see policemen with no gun. The only policeman in this country had gun was the CID, and they had to be concealed underneath their jacket. They used to go to work in suits.
Right.
And they had a gun underneath that thing. Policemen walked around in something called a baton or billy.
Don't even see that no more.
It was like a little small, like we'll show a baseball bat in their pocket.
Right.
With a little strap. But it was hard, like mahogany. If they hit you with that, that's just like getting shot with a doggone missile. But that's all the police had. Now, every police, even them on the motorbike, traffic police, everybody got a gun on the side of them.
That's the sign of the times. They've evolved to this.
And with all the police gun and everything, these fellas still flying around there with this little cube. I'm thinking of a girl that used to be on your show in the morning. She's a call it corned beef can car. All these little Japanese cars, they flying around with tinted windows, pulling up shooting
right.
people every night. I mean, when are we going to get at the end of this, man?
Sparky, when we get at the end of it, when we vote in people who care about the country more than self and care about changing the policy, Sparky,
but
that's when
I
it
mean,
can change. No
I
matter
mean,
how much you
I
beat
mean,
up your gum every day, no matter how much I beat up my gum and others beat up the gum, until we elect the change we want to see is not going to happen, and we need to elect
it. But in human rights, we never know what the change is, because everybody's come to you promising they're going to do this and going to do that.
Yeah, we got to stop electing the same individuals that on multiple occasions. We've elected them over and repeatedly
for lack of a better word,
rape us.
But if you look in this crew right now in the houses, and most of them is rookies, we don't even know the names of some of them in there.
And the way this administration is going, they could be a bunch of one and done.
We don't even know some of the names. Sometimes I go to call my MP name, I forget his name.
That's Sparky.
I know Philip Edward Brave Day.
Yeah, that's who you know, and that's why you go on the bat, but you didn't go to bat for this crew and making him look bad, right?
No, but what I'm saying
is, he's making himself look bad with some of the things he's doing and saying.
Well,
if that's your boy, Sparky, only your friends can tell you, right? So your real friends should be able to tell you. If Brave is your boy, like you say he is, you need to have that real conversation with him.
Naughty,
if you care about
you
country
go.
So much.
Naughty. Before you go, when you know somebody invented somebody from school, from Eastern Junior School on Madera Street, Eastern Senior School, he went to St. Gaun's, I went to D. Government, but we all grow, he grew up in Rural Avenue. We all grew up in the valley. When you know people that long, they're nothing but everybody in the valley is Sparky's friend. But that don't mean they're doing what Sparky want them to do, but they're their own men and women. I mean, I can't tell them what to do.
Well, just get on the radio and tell everybody else what to do. Tell them, Sparky. Anyway,
man, you don't think I tell them what to do?
Anyway, get four, a couple of cases of brown water and time around your lake.
What I'm saying is, Donnie, for God's sakes, Bahamian people, please listen to Sparky, man. Loftus Roker just surfaced the other day. And when you have Loftus Roker surface after retirement, and tell the world and the government of the and the people of the Bahamas, in the next 10, 20 years, this is not going to be but for Bahamians.
Now we got to stop talking about it, Sparky. We got to do something about it. I got another call and I got to get to Abaco, man. I appreciate it.
Please, Bahamians, please.
All right. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty, what's happening, GNN?
What's happening, GNN?
Let me tell you something. All Sparky them is with talk. Sparky ain't serious. Understand me? Like you say, do something about it.
I got
you. Serious. Tell Brave, I wouldn't be LP no more. Say that. You
right.
Know what I mean? That's what you do about it. But now, I got a couple of questions for you. I was the one who texted you and said, you know what? We need to stop. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Jump on the phone. Call Wadzilla.
Yeah.
Got records.
They should have an answer. They should have a log.
After what transpired rather than listening to these bunch of gangsters. You understand me? Because first, it was the few, the generators wasn't.
Now it's the building.
Now the base, the generator's on, cracking up.
And then the building ain't no good.
Try fuel. I want to know if these use LNG or diesel. Only one fuel I ever know we use, regardless of what generator.
Bunker C.
That's Bunker C. I don't know what
and
they talk about.
And who's provided us with the Bunker C?
Nah, the general manager said the other day on the show that two generators to honor B should be online now, end of the month, right? Now, all of a sudden, if they run all the generators to building before that.
Well, it could be next week. It could be another story. I got to get the Abaco GNM, but you on point today, man, as always.
My shirt. I want my shirt.
I got you covered, man. Be ready. Be ready.
Okay.
All right. Be safe. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to Abaco real quick, because I got Miss Rackley waiting on me, and she's been patient. What's going on, Miss Rackley? How are you? And welcome to the show. We got Miss Rackley now? We got her? Hello, Miss Rackley. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick and take this call and while we try to get Miss Rackley patched through. Hello, Talking Ed.
What's going on, Naughty?
What's happening?
You know, the reason why Sparky and a lot of other Bahamians can't remember the MP's name is because many of them don't even vote for the MP. They vote for who can be prime minister. That's one thing. And if you look at the issue with the generators right now, I bet you that in short order, there's going to be a contract for someone to supply LNG to the BP, the DEC. Because that's where the thing normally goes. Someone gets a contract. That's why all this hullabaloo is going on right now. I like to listen.
Good point there, caller. Good point. I mean, Mr. Producer, it ain't just me, right? It ain't just you. It seems like everybody. All right, Ms. Rackley, how goes it?
It's radio going. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And I appreciate you chiming in today. I know Roscoe couldn't make it today, but we appreciate him. But glad to know that you chiming in today, letting us know what's going on in Abaco. I know next week's a holiday, so we'll probably have to do it on Wednesday. But what's going on since last we talked, Ms. Rackley? Has anything changed? Is anything positive for Bahamians going on in Abaco? Or is it still the same old?
Same old, you know, not much change. Still the same old things. Government not checking for Abaco. Abaco's still on the back burner.
All right.
Haven't decided that they're going to do anything for Abaco's yet.
Couple of things. The question that remains, what's the situation with the ever-expanding shantytown?
Random shantytown's going as we speak. Listen, they never had no intention of dealing with the shantytowns. So the shantytowns were left alone, and they're growing as we speak. They don't stop building.
So we have no...
It's a sin, and they're expanding all over the place. And the thing that bothers me, I guess more than anything else, is the fact that These people come into the country while Bahamians are trying to get back on their feet. You have to go through all the red tape. They come, they're opening their business. They don't have no license. They don't need health inspector. They don't need ministry work. They don't need none of these things that you have to go through with. But they have a business in your homes. They have business open all over the place, and nobody is dealing with it.
And as far as the ease of doing business and the ease of access down there, still a lot of red tape still holding you all up?
Still a lot of red tape you have to go through. And they're just not working with us. They're not working. They just don't care about the Bahamas. Because they just don't care about the Bahamas on the whole. You can see how the state our country is in.
Well, we feel nobody it up cares. Here. What about BPL? How's the situation with that?
Well, you know, we're having a lot of rain. And every time you have a lot of rain, you know what happened here in Abaco. BPL is off, on, and off.
So there's still no concrete answer to your problem situation.
Mm-mm.
And what about your MPs? I mean, are they voicing the opinions of Abaconians, or do they seem to be on mute?
No, listen, let me tell you what's going on.
Because I know one is the PM, and I know one said something about BPL, but outside of that, I haven't heard much from them.
The MPs, they know it's no use. Brave just decided he's not going to do anything for Abaco. He rises and falls on leadership. And if he was concerned, the MPs will not have to say much. He knows what's needed in Abaco. He would get it done.
Go ahead, Ms. Rodney.
He is not doing anything. The leader's not doing anything.
Any word on that situation in Guanaki, Ms. Reckley, about the quote-unquote locals and the tourists involved in that big brawl that went viral all over social media on the video?
No, I haven't heard anything else on that, you know. But the sad state about that is they don't have any law enforcement on Guanaki. Guanaki is a tourist destination. And you know, another thing, they allow these come, right? They have heads of agreement where these companies are supposed to do certain things, but the government don't follow up on them and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. Because according to the heads of agreement, Baker's Bay is supposed to have police residing over there. Because they have guests coming in. But none of that is being done. Our country is in a mess. It's a total mess. Only God's grace and mercy can help us from where we are right now.
I mean, but Ms. Rackley, I mean, this has been, I mean, enough is enough, though. I mean,
this is going for 4 years.
How much more can Abaco take? Two administrations doing the same thing to Abaco.
Both of them do the same thing. Because I always tell them, if Minis had done what he was supposed to do, we would not be dealing with the shanty towns. And if Brave had come in and had backbone and stood up and said, we're going to go by the law, we will not be having this conversation, because they will clean it up the way it's supposed to be. Just like they did with the domes in Spring City, they would have done the same thing. They said the domes was a health hazard. So these shanty towns are the same hazards.
So there's,
but they're not doing anything.
What about as far as the tourism product? Is that starting to rebound in Abaco in some spots at least?
Oh, yes, man. Hey, you know, say something. As soon as Abaco start to walk, the tourists is back in Abaco. Abaco's a tourist destination. And that's why I don't understand the government dealing with Abaco the way they do, because Abaco sends in so much money from the treasury. Our road traffic alone sends in millions of dollars, road traffic alone. Abaco has rebound. We are almost like Nassau bumper-to-bumper traffic.
All right, I got a text coming in, Ms. Reckley. Please ask Ms. Reckley, when are Abaconians going to take a stand? With all due respect, the people must stand up and stop the illegal building, etc. The illegals are building because all Abaconians appear to do is talk about it and not do anything about it.
You know, Abaco, the only thing we can do, come together, protest. It's the government's duty. And if they go by the laws on the book, we wouldn't have this to deal with. I know people are saying Abaco should do this, Abaco should do that. But you have the same thing in Nassau with the shanty towns. You have shanty towns all over. But the government has laws on the books that's supposed to deal with these things. Citizens can only voice their opinion. But it's the government's duty to eradicate these things. I understand what they're saying. and we can only do what we're doing, and that is speaking out against it. If we take matters in our own hand, it's going to be another situation. And we're ready to do that. We're ready to take matters in our own hands. We're ready to do that.
That's, I mean, we shouldn't have to get to that level, though.
That's what I'm saying.
We should have a government that intervenes.
It's the government's duty to protect its citizens. It's the government's duty to do that, to protect its citizens. And they're allowing another nation to come, build another nation in your country, do what they want to do, how they want to do. And if the Bahamians want to do it, you know, it's amazing. These people, they come, they take your farmland, they grow their products on it, and they bring their products. But if a Bahamian try it, then the government come up against you. And it seems like things like this is what bother me so much, to see how slack the government is.
And it, my big thing is, continually, Bahamians seem to keep getting displaced in Abaco. I mean, you know, one texter chiming in, citizens can do more than voice their opinions. It's already past the legal level. Here's another one. No leadership whatsoever, Norty.
So what they want us to do...
Ms. Reckley, go ahead.
Okay, we don't want it to go to that place where we, the citizens, have to go and do what we need to do, because you know where that's going.
Right, and you should have a government that should be able to intervene on behalf of Bahamians and not leave Bahamians marginalized. That's what needs to happen. The government needs to intervene on behalf of Bahamians. But I think we're losing all of that somewhere. Text the chat chimes in. The government needs to take our land back. Simple.
All
right, Ms. Reckley, I appreciate you being so candid as always. No, I mean, we have to get the land back, but the government...
If we take matters in our own hand, it's going to be trouble.
That's what I'm saying. So the government, knowing that, they need to intervene at some point. Because at the end of the day...
It seems like that's what they want. It's like they want a civil war.
Bahamians can't be displaced and marginalized in their own country. It cannot happen.
Bahamians are tired.
Ah, boy.
I remember there was a time that when Bahamians, how, you know, you could have go and you could have worked two jobs because the jobs was ready and available. And this is the time when jobs are all over the place. Bahamians are... How they can find jobs, they're being fired from the jobs so that these Germans could be hired while Bahamians can't work.
No, we have to
and
do
that's
something.
That's unfair.
And the MPs should be more vocal about it to ensure that Bahamians, especially Abaconians, are part of that workforce.
Yes, but everybody is quiet. Everybody is mute on the subject. From the leaders right on down, all the MPs, is you just hire them to pay them a big salary. And all they want to do, all this government want to do is party. As long as they can come and party, they're fine. But when it comes to taking care of the country, our country is in deep trouble. It's like we have a ship and there's no captain. The boat has lost its rudder. So we just drifting aimlessly, and whatever happened, you run up on the shoulders. Okay, whatever happened, happens. That's how the country is run.
Ms. Reckley, I wish we had a better conversation this week. I wish we had more to talk about in a positive light than the same things we've been talking about for months. But I'll encourage you to keep on next week, and we'll talk about it again, and we'll keep trying to get the message out and get more Bahamians involved in trying to get, you know, this country back to where it needs to be for Bahamians.
Yes. And I hope more Bahamians will stand up and stop sitting down and stop allowing these government, you know, because it's my party. I don't want to say anything. Stand up and speak out.
Well, as long as we have persons like you continuing to agitate and tell the stories, I think that's going to encourage more Bahamians to speak out as well. We've been quiet for far too long. Time to awake the sleeping giant.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Reckley, I appreciate you. We'll talk again next week. I hope you have a great week in Abaco.
Yes,
best things you can.
Yes, have a great one.
All right? And we'll talk again soon.
Yes, have a great one now. And thank you.
No problem. Take care. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break and then get to the news, and we'll talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Good stuff the first hour. Everybody who chimed in, appreciate Ms. Reckley chiming in. And yes, the text who just texted me, let's march, and keep marching. Well, guess what? Something in the works right now in September. I'll let you know the date real soon. All right, stand up 242. Rock the vote 242. Bahamians for country, and it's coming. And it's non-political. It's Bahamians for our things. Bahamians who care about we things, i.e. country and the future. I'll tell you more about it. All right, but y'all keep it right where you got it. Quick break, and then after the break, we get right into the news. 5 o'clock, we're talking sports. Pearl, you'll be in the building. Keep it right where you got it. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Shop early to get your uniforms and get Janae's Uniform Centers Buy 4, Get 1 free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Tell them.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, the Ministry of Aquaculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're into the second hour right here on Talking Heads. 5:10 p.m. is the time on this Monday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads. Little FYI for you. Listen up, Bahamas. Let's bucket together this summer with KFC. Grab a bucket of delicious KFC fried chicken and kick back with friends and family, whether it's original, spicy, or barbecue. KFC has the flavors you crave. Remember, Bahamas, when you bucket, he bucket, she buckets, then we bucket together. Make sure you don't go through the summer without checking this off your bucket list. KFC, it's finger licking good. Yeah, man. A bucket, all summer long. Nothing wrong with that. Especially if you're beaching it, you know? Also want to remind you that Click is proud to be 50, so the Bear of the Bahamas has decided to give you the chance to be one of 5 $1,000 cash prize winners. Every week starting June 30th, you can enter to win $1,000 at a participating liquor stores and bars. Just purchase a three-pack of Click, write your name, number, and email on the back of your receipt to enter to win, and keep on listening out for, you know, to see if you're one of those lucky winners. All right, let's get up into it. We got Pearly chimed in yet? Is Pearl in the building?
Yes,
Look out for the Pearl. Pearly should be chiming in. And while we wait on Pearly, we got you lined up with Today in Sports History. And not too much happened on this day. Not too much. Not one of those days that jump out. Only a couple of things decided to happen on this day in sports history. So let me knock this out. On this day, July 31st, in sports history. And of course, today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And big up to the crew at Naughty Johnny's, man. Lunch was off the chain today. The barbecue chicken peas and rice coleslaw, I was in that area. Got lunch from Naughty Johnny's. It was all G-double-O-D good. Yes, indeed. Don't forget they got that businessman's lunch special every day, Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you. 377-7776. All right? And on this day in sports history, 1932, Enzo Ferrari retired from racing. In 1950, he launched a series of cars under his name. 1961, the first tie in All-Star Major League Baseball history was recorded when it was stopped in the ninth inning due to rain at Boston's Fenway Park. 1981, the seven-week baseball player strike came to an end when the players and owners agreed on the issue of free agent compensation. 2001, Corey Stringer of the Minnesota Vikings collapsed during practice. The 27-year-old died the next day of multiple organ failure due to heat stroke. And sports quote of the day, he shouldn't pick on girls just because he hasn't had much luck with guys. Pam Shriver, tennis pro on Vitas Gerulaitis, who has been bad-mouthing women's tennis. And of course, you know, Gerulaitis died tragically in a carbon monoxide incident. Had a carbon monoxide leak in his house and passed away. But yeah, didn't have too much success picking on the women or the men. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. From the rumblings in the background, I think Pearly's in the building.
In the house.
What's going on, Pearly?
Oh, rough weekend for baseball, for Yankees and Dodgers.
Yeah, crap. Rough weekend for baseball locally as well, too. You heard some of that fallout?
Yeah, I heard some sugar honey iced tea went down, and I heard the umpire actually filed charges.
Correct. And of course, we're looking at the local sports scene, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that Independence King. That Independence Whopper is off the chain, complete with tropical sauce, onion rings, arugula. It is all good. Get it by itself or get it as a combo at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive through, and delivery with the Craven app. But yes, Pearly, heard all kind of reports swirling regarding that. Not a good look.
Not a good look at all. Particularly, I mean, we're trying to do baseball in this country. We got a chance to host the second tournament now. How's that going to reflect later in us getting tournaments back in this country?
We don't want to burn bridges, but how is it going to reflect on us as a whole and how people look at us?
Exactly. I mean, and mind you now, don't get me wrong. Stuff like this has happened other places. I
Correct.
Know that for sure.
But I don't care if it happens other places. I only care where it happens where we live.
Exactly. You know? And the bottom line is, as a young boy, I used to go to baseball a lot in the 70s, Bexby's and the Holston Knights and all that. And I watched the fights break out, and I watched baseball deteriorate all the way to nothing. And I watched people put their hard work together, people like Teddy Sweet and others put their hard work together to build this sport back up. And if we can have stuff like this, come on, man, that ain't good.
And
I hope the Bombers Baseball Association, until everything pans out, they deal with it properly and swiftly and tough and really, really hard. But come down hard.
I think the penalty should be commensurate with the offense.
Yes.
Shouldn't be under-penalized or over-penalized. It needs to be a penalty fitting.
Suspend me for this or that. That's off the top until everything due, indefinite suspension until everything is solved.
Correct.
Because what went down, and I'm not calling the names, but that person could not get away with that when they were playing minor league baseball or when they were playing pro ball. They could not get away with that.
No, and it sets, you know, another conversation as to the entitlement of some entities involved with baseball in this country.
Well, we are entitled people anyway. We always think we're entitled, and, you know, and I keep telling you, and I say this all the time, not because you play the sport, you know how to manage the sport.
And I
say the Sports United to be an administrator.
And I spoke to all parties concerned.
Okay.
And I heard information from all parties concerned.
Okay.
And when you go down and you do your due diligence, there's some dangling participants in there. You know what I mean?
But listen, anyway.
And it speaks to the dangling participants that have been affecting baseball in this country over the last 10 to 15 years. And we need to do better.
No, last 30 years. This gets a different generation now.
Correct. But we need to do better, considering Major League Baseball looked at us as one of the pipelines of baseball in this region. And if we want to save face on that,
there's a lot of great things coming up.
Then we need to put the key people in the right positions to make it happen.
Yes, I agree. And I think we need to finally look at, and let's get administrators to run baseball. Administrators, people who have no axe to grind with a player, no axe to grind with a team, and who has an interest in the sport and developing the sport for our country. You know, somebody who won't come there and manage it. Who ain't going to look at, oh, that's my boy who playing, or that's no. Somebody who come in to run it properly.
Burley?
And I available. Uh-huh.
I heard that at the end there. So we got to keep an eye on it, but we got to keep speaking about it too. And we can't let this conversation go away. We got to stay on top of it and tell those in control who know better should do better. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I had the honor of working with the Caribbean Baseball Classic in last year. And I was I got a chance to meet some people. And I was so excited to do that. And it made me feel good about where baseball was in this country, looking at a brand new, fantastic field. When I heard about the youth championship, I thought that was really good. And I was excited for it. And to see something scarred like this, and that disappoints me heavily.
And to consider, you know, that you look at another organization that's done well here in this country, Don't Blink, you know what I mean? And some of the pros that they've brought here to rub shoulders with our youth. And you see Josh Palacios, no stranger to you or I from the Home Run Derby. And his brother come down all the time. He plays for Pittsburgh. He had the big walk-off two-run shot over the weekend as the Pirates rallied twice to beat the Phillies and throw a monkey wrench in their playoff procedure.
Man, this is a great baseball weekend. This is really a great
And I look at the good job Don't Blink has done over the years, and we're trying to build it in some areas, and then in other areas, you got people tearing it down, and it just doesn't work.
It doesn't. We need to really get out.
And to know that the folks involved know that stuff. Deep down, they know what they're doing, and they're good people. To see them get pulled this way, it's kind of, you know, disappointing. Caller, you could hit us back if you weren't patient enough to bid. I was just about to take you, but I mean, you know, you weren't patient enough. But if you want to call back, you take it.
When I host it for you, I tell the callers, bear with me. Sometimes we just run on a little long. Just hold on. We can take you.
This must be a new caller because usually the usuals know what time it is. Let's go to the phone line. So Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Daddy, this is Yankees Quake.
What's going on?
Listen, man. I endorse what you said 500%, not 100%, 500%. Because when you look back and see what we've read over the last 80 plus years, and baseball on the rebound, we just get a stadium at a cost of over $100 million. We're trying to promote baseball. The excitement is there, and to have this kind of thing. It's just.
But it ain't quite $100 million. It ain't quite $100 million, but that's fine.
Well, we ain't gonna argue about how much million, right? Because when the government came in, they said it can cost $70 million to complete it, and it cost or some $30 million prior to that. It could be far beyond that. But I'm saying the point I'm making, I don't regret spending the money. But why are we gonna have this kind of nonsense? When you promoting an international tournament with the face of Babe Ruth, and you have this kind of people behaving that way?
Exactly.
What's amazing, I look at where it's gone in a year. The last year we had it. It was great fanfare. It was well attended. It was so buoyed that they were talking about future engagements here. And a year later, this is where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, it is just pathetic. I mean, I've been down there to doing the baseball when you had the Caribbean and all them inside there. I think Pearly said it because I think he said he was doing some of the announcement there, and it was exciting. I was excited about it because after all those years, going to baseball back in the 70s with with those teams, with the, those great teams, and to see all it was for over 30 years, one president, one person just take the reign and just stay there literally until they die. And now that baseball is on the rebound, and then you have this kind of nonsense. I don't have any stomach for this. You understand? I want the Bahamian public to know there's no place in Bahamian society for this foolishness, because people are already outraged over the amount of money spent, and then you go then right on before you are able to host an international tournament, good, you have this nonsense.
And from what I heard about it, I'm not only blaming the participants or the person, but I'm blaming the organizers who did not put that person out of the stadium and allow them to stay there and run on like that.
Yeah, but I agree that that action should have been taken forthwith. It should have been, that person should have been expelled with immediate effect.
The tournament, the sport is a bigger than anybody else, and it's all about with the look of the Bahamas and look at what we're doing. And if it meant that you tell that person, go.
Yeah, because, listen, man, you can have your little discrepancy if you're just doing some in-house thing within the Bahamas. Like, you have the Bahamas game, you have a little discrepancy, that's fine. But when you're talking about hosting an international tournament, you know what that means?
It was not a good look. A lot of disgruntled individuals from abroad.
It was a horrible thing because it almost literally destroyed a good image of the Bahamas in the sporting world. We're trying to be the sport capital of the entire Western Hemisphere.
And if we go in the region right now, we're taking that reputation that precedes us now. Oh, here comes that team. Remember what happened when they played the last time in the Bahamas?
Yeah, this is, man, listen, I hope this matter be dealt with quickly and swiftly. Expeditiously.
We're lucky enough to get another tournament. You think?
I'll knock you up tomorrow,
Lifelock. All right, my brother. Good points as always. Always good to hear from you, man. Always candid comments. I appreciate you. Yeah, okay. Pearly, we need to. That made a lot of sense, man.
Yeah, he did. No, he did. And that's what, you know, you. All right, let's say they give us another tournament. You think the umpires go on come in because they're afraid? They can say, might be afraid for our safety. I don't know if these fellas can tax me if I make a bad call, I make a mistake or whatever. You can't do that. How does it look for the kids to see that? They can think that's the right thing to do.
Listen, and I'm not trying to be holier than thou, because I've been booted out of a couple of games myself in my time, but it was over. And I left.
You kicking date on the home plate. That's part of the game, but not attacking them physically.
Correct. So we got a lot to work on.
We do. But I hope we get this worked out, and you know, cooler heads prevail at the end of the day. And you don't want
all the good that the pros like Jazz and Lucius and Todd Isaacs Jr. The trail they played with this new generation of baseball. One good thing about them, they all coach on the two of coaches. Guys love their attitude.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, and Anthony Seymour is another one too. You know, been out there for a minute doing his thing. Listen, people like their attitudes. They were coachable.
You don't want this to mar players
going forward saying, oh boy, they came up under that coach. I don't know if he's a loose cannon or not. What are they really teaching them?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's too late to think about these things. You know, it's too late to close the barn door once the cow is gone, and the cow has already left on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So we got to look at this correctly moving forward.
I agree.
The Bahamas Baseball Association needs to be restored to the body that needs, because we need a governing body over baseball in this country.
We do. I mean, need a governing body.
Who could govern all the politics and the BS that goes in all the leagues locally? And once you could do that, then you could look at governing the whole thing correctly, man. Because there's been mitigating factors over the years that have contributed to the deterioration of baseball in this country. And it's become multiple over the years.
It has.
So that's where we're at right now.
speaking of baseball, let's digress into a little more. What happened to your Yankees, man?
What happened to your Dodgers? We already know we suck and we don't have no pitching. What happened to all this blah, blah, blah? We did it without this one. We did it out without that one. Blah, blah, blah. We had our full team. What's going on?
Hold on. Hold on. We still in first place.
Because you're all in a weak division.
We still three games in first place.
Yeah.
We still holding on. We had a rough weekend. But we can bring, we catch up with a hot Cincinnati Reds team that played some good ball, which is really a good team. I look at them good. They got a really good team. But you have that every so often. You have that every so often. But it shows to me that y'all can't go no far without Judge.
No, but we know that.
You know.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, but that Baltimore team good too. Oh, my goodness. I watched them last night. Oh, man. They teed off on you last night.
Yeah, but you didn't say when we teed off on them the night before, though. If you're going to keep it on,
no,
keep it on.
Like that. No, I said, it shows you only go as far as Judd can carry you, because Judd literally took you all through that game on Saturday.
Now you look literally. At it. You look at it how it is now. The Yankees are about 3.5 out of the wild card. They got to play for the wild card, and it's all in the division between the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Yankees.
What you really should do is trade Judge to the Dodgers.
For what?
Make sure the championship's in L.A.
Anyhow, ain't no championship going to no L.A. this year.
But today's going to be a very interesting day because there's a talk that Verlander may end up being a Dodger.
Verlander, a Dodger?
That's a talk. They're the Dodgers.
All right, here it is. Here's the latest rumors. Let's go down. I got them right here. Let's go right down. Number one, Alec Burleson drawing trade interest. The Cardinals are... finally jump-started their inevitable fire sale Sunday, trading impending free agents Jordan Montgomery and Jordan Hicks. And I think it's only a matter of time before they unload Jack Flaherty. So now...
Flaherty is another one of them.
But now Alex Burleson is popping up.
Yes.
He's only a rookie, so he won't free agency until after the 2028 campaign. And though he hasn't had been anything special this season... the Cardinals have high hopes for his future. He had a 331, 372, and 532 at AAA Memphis in 2022. So he's only 24. So for a team like the Dodgers, who likes young talent and controlling contracts, that might be a move you all might be interested in there, Pearly.
Actually, we really need starting pitching. We good. Because we made some moves over the weekend. You know, we brought Kiki Hernandez back home.
Uh-huh.
We brought Joe Kelly back home.
Right.
We picked up Lance Lynn, which is a third or fourth starter. Kershaw should be back sometime after. We'll know this end of the week when Kershaw is back. Buehler's going to be back end of the month. If we could pick up a Verlander, that would basically seal the deal.
Yeah, and apparently the Orioles looking for pitching too, though. They're in that Verlander conversation.
Yeah. The problem is the Orioles got a good farm system like the Dodgers, so they got players they can send.
This one is...
the only problem with that is, with Verlander, if Verlander puts in 100, and I think 150 innings, 140-some innings next year, his 2025 salary kicks in, and that means you got to find $92 million over 24 and 25 to pay him, which is a lot of money. Ain't much teams can afford that.
How about this one here, though? The White Sox putting up Eloy Jimenez, their young slugger.
They are?
Yeah, and the Brewers and the Marlins seem to be battling over it.
Wow, that's interesting.
They say that he isn't going anywhere unless, like, a deal is so astronomical. But, I mean, come on, the Marlins got a young pipeline, and so do the Brewers. They could actually make a move for this kid.
That'd be interesting.
And here it comes. And now, to your Los Angeles Dodgers, Pearly. And the quote says here, the Los Angeles Dodgers interested in, well, pretty much everyone. The Dodgers were talking to St. Louis about Nolan Arenado, Mozeliak, to announce Saturday that they are not trading Arenado.
Yeah, we were hard on that case. We're trying to
and
get
they checked
we
really the Mets on Tommy Pham and Mark Canna. We'll get some bats in the lineup from the Mets.
Yeah, but Pham is not really popular in L.A., so I don't know if that could happen.
No, they brought in Lance Lynn, 6.47 ERA, to replace Noah Syndergaard's 7.16 ERA. What happened to Syndergaard, boy?
I don't know. Just never got it right in L.A. You know L.A. know how to fix pitches.
And he was jamming prior to?
couldn't get him fixed. Just couldn't get him fixed.
Now, apparently, they're looking for another arm. And they do swing big and go get Verlander. It probably needs to be on terms similar to what the Rangers got Max Scherzer for, in which the Mets agreed to retain well over half of his remaining salary in order to get a solid prospect. So y'all could bother that with the Mets. Y'all could bother that with them. Y'all have the farm system to do that.
We do.
And apparently y'all still can try to spend a crap load of money on Ohtani this summer.
Maybe.
But But here, how about this one? This is a good one here, though. Eduardo Rodriguez. That might be your cheap arm, buddy. That might be your arm right there. Has a 3-year, $49 million player option after the season.
See, that's the problem. If we ain't taking a loaner, a rental, to lose like that and may not be able to take up the option next year.
And Bellinger came off the trade market in Chicago. It would have been nice to see you try to get him back in L.A.
Actually, you guys were in the running for him.
I know, but they pulled it. Everybody pulled it.
Yeah. You were in the running for him. He would have been perfect in left field for yours.
Now, I think the Washington Nationals, Jameer Candelario, that is somebody you need to keep an eye on, too. Pretty good player there in Washington. Not a lot of hype because he plays for the Nationals, but a pretty solid player right there, too.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a lot of smoke but no fire on the Verlander front. Despite all the talks, a lot of experts feel that that deal won't get done because of the contract that you mentioned.
That's going to eat a lot of it. It won't happen. Because we got eyes on someone else for next year, so it don't make sense. And listen, we're right now where we had been supposed to be. That nobody picked the Dodgers to be in. They thought San Diego would run away that division this year.
Yep.
Who also, by the way, got Juan Soto. They've been dangling Juan Soto.
Juan Soto been dangled a lot. Rumors he coming to the Yankees, but, you know, everybody always coming to the Yankees.
Yeah, but they're afraid they're not going to be able to sign him. And so that's why they're dangling him.
Ah, that makes sense. A lot of people to pay over there in San Diego.
Yeah. And for them, for the three teams with the highest payroll, them, the Mets, and y'all are the three teams that may not make the playoffs, and five of the seven lowest salary teams in the playoff hunt.
Amazing.
So go figure.
How does that work?
That's baseball. That's why I love the sport. That's baseball. But guess what? We will separate men from boys and champion from contenders over the next couple of weeks.
I think so.
A lot of these teams that you see riding high right now, pressure ball ain't hit them yet. They having fun right now. When pressure ball hit, and you know you don't lose one or lose two, and you can't afford to lose another game and the pressure on, that's when you see who can play baseball.
I think so. I think you might be onto something, you know, with that, especially this year.
Yeah. But this has been a really good baseball year. Like normally you don't want to see too much of baseball before July, but this year has been really fun. You got a lot of teams playing, a lot of rookies. So the future of baseball, the face of baseball and the look of baseball can change over the next couple of years.
Well, on the flip side of the break, Pearly, we got to talk NBA, we got to talk NFL, and Rich Eisen taking us home today with a very interesting Final 10. That whole situation in Indianapolis with running back Taylor and the owner, Ursay. He wants out. Because obviously he knows Ursay and them ain't going to pay him the way the running back market is going. And Ursay's like, you know, you hear some of the quotes Ursay said? If I were to die tonight and Taylor was to die tonight, it wouldn't change the NFL at all. The NFL would continue to do business.
Yeah, he got very arrogant, very cocky with it. I didn't like that.
Just the same, Erna Ursay, when he took over from his dad, when his dad passed, Lord bless his dad, he was the one caught out there with the strippers and the cocaine. And you remember now, he was balling out of control.
Yeah.
He was the one that used to put the cocaine on parts of the stripper's body and snort it. You remember? He was known for that kind of stuff.
I remember.
He was a freak.
I remember. But my whole thing with them is, if you're not gonna pay him, trade him, let him go where he can get some money. He's 24. He's perfect to get a decent contract right now.
Naughty. I glad you all switched to football, because I don't know who else that Sox fella won on the Dodgers joking team. Who else he won on that team?
But Jeff, leave me, buddy. But I heard a very interesting, I watched a very interesting piece today on your Dallas Cowboys.
By who?
It was an ESPN piece. It was a bunch of people talking about it.
Yeah, and how far did they throw us under the bus as usual?
They didn't. No. Actually, the talk was that you have the team, you have the defense, you have the defense to win it all. It is the fact that they believe that people are getting Dak head. The fact that the coaches got to say, oh, he ain't gonna throw as many interceptions. He keeps saying that. So will he be extra cautious? Will he be watch when he throw? Will he hold back? That's the kind of thing, because that'll be in his head. That's the not throw.
Well, from what I'm looking in practice, he got a great chemistry going with CeeDee Lamb and with Brandon Cook so far. And Deuce Vaughn is everything I told you is going to be in Dallas.
No, he's looking good in practice. Practice is one thing.
Pods came on today, yep. Pods came on today, but we'll see in a couple of weeks in barn injury. We should be all right.
You know, but that's something you got to think about. Will that be in his head, Naughty? He led the NFL in interceptions by playing like missing five games.
All I was going to tell Doc is, listen, look at your stats over your career. You've never had a year like that. That's an anomaly. And guess what? If you're in the AFC, they call you Josh Allen and make you an MVP candidate. Forget about that foolishness and go play ball like you know how to.
Point.
I was, as a coach, work on his confidence. Just tell him, look, man, you are a guy. We gave you that money for a reason. Go do what you do, bro.
But they keep talking about interceptions. Every interview, everything, there's always
interceptions. But listen, they started because he had two in camp already. And I'll be honest with you. The third-year wide receiver, Fiocco, literally dropped the ball. Hit him in the chest, went off the shoulder pad, straight up in the air. You can't give that interception to Dak, because that's the ball that's supposed to be caught. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Another one, the defensive back made a great play on Jalen Tolbert, last year's rookie third-round pick. They deemed the bust because he had a horrible rookie year. He's been excelling in practice. He's been working with Dak. The chemistry is there. No, Sean Wright made a great move as a defensive back. You understand what I'm saying? When you're 6'4 at the defensive back, you do have the ability to close on a ball. It was a 50-50 jump ball. He won the jump ball. I'm not upset with what I'm seeing from Dak. What I like is the chemistry with him and Brandon Cooks, the chemistry with him and CeeDee Lamb. It looks like Michael Gallup, the knee is like Gallup is confident in the knee, if you know what I mean. Yeah, the knee was healed last year, but the confidence now, you feel me? He running routes a lot crisper, a lot sharper, and you can see the acceleration come back. So I think he's finally gotten over that ACL. So I think Dak's going to have some weapons to throw to. I think the tight end position will work for him by committee. And he shouldn't have to if McCarthy is going to do what he says he's going to do, which is run the football, Dak's going to be in passing situations that are more beneficial to him. He's not going to have to go out and throw for 400 like he had to in the past under Kellen Moore, because Kellen used to like to light up the scoreboard. Cowboy fans are going to have to get used to ugly 24-20, 20-17 games, because that's how we're going to do it, running the football and playing defense.
All right. I hope so.
I mean, and that's only going on what's being put out regularly in Dallas, Pearly. You never know. The season starting and McCarthy come out and one pitch 40 up himself throwing the football.
Well,
it remains to be seen.
You want excitement? That's coming South Beach. You'll see some excitement.
Well, listen, we may as well not even go to the break now, Mr. Producer, because we almost at that time. So let's go for a couple more minutes, Pearly, and then we'll take this straight commercial break into the final 10 with Rich Eisen talking about that situation in Indianapolis. But the Colts need to do something there, though, Pearly.
Well.
And the league needs to do something, because the running back is now becoming an endangered species. Do you know how many kids in Pop Warner now don't want to play?
Yeah, because nobody wants to see a running back.
I mean, running back is now a position that kids are probably going to go away from.
Because they've opened up the game so much into high-scoring games and exciting games, the Tyreek Hills and stuff like that, is causing people want to see that super pass downfield and all that stuff. You never used to see that much in the past. You never used to see passes over 40 yards too often, but now that's almost 4, 5, 6 times a game.
Wow. Now here's something that just came across the wire, Pearly.
Uh-huh.
They're going to release KJ Hamler in Denver because he has a non-football illness designation.
All right.
And they've diagnosed it as pericarditis. Now, that's a heart ailment.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they're looking to bring him back. But obviously, if they waive him, Okay? Other teams could swoop in on him. And he was a pretty decent receiver coming out.
That won't be this year.
Yep. And now another bad news for the Broncos wide receiver room. Tim Patrick, who had an ACL injury last year, tore his Achilles in practice.
Wow.
So now Denver is going to be in the market for wide receivers.
That's interesting. We got one we could trade him.
Hello. And you look at some other news out of the NFL, some more injuries to rookies.
Yeah.
You look over there
Jalen, and you know, I lost Jalen Ramsey till December.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Zach Moss, the rookie running back, he ended up breaking his arm in practice.
Wow.
And he's the backup to Taylor. And he's going to miss about 6 weeks.
Wow.
And you guys activated Teron Armstead off the physically unable to perform list. So it looks like he's going to get back into the swing of things in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
You all need Armstead now. That's one of your best offensive linemen.
That is our best offensive lineman. That's the blind side.
All right. Well, we got that final 10 today with Rich Eisen taking us home, Pearly. All right, he's going to break down that whole situation in Indianapolis. And I think if you're a football fan, you want to listen to that because it kind of paints a picture as to where the running back position is going. And you know, I've been talking about this in fantasy for the last couple of years. You do running back by committee. You don't have a stud running back. You stock up on your receivers and tight end because the way the running back position has been dwindling and declining over the last couple of years in the NFL.
You don't get a lot of points. You got to have a quarterback and wide receiver and tight end. That's how you get your points.
Bingo. That's the way the NFL is going now.
Now, did you tell everybody my secret? You know how I won the league last year.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, stay right there.
Ain't no repeats. Anyhow, you got the Marlins and the Phillies tonight. I like the Marlins to win that one, Pearly.
Who they throwing tonight?
I don't know who they got on the mound, but I think I just like the Marlins. They've been playing better ball, and the Phillies have lost two in a row.
Yeah, but the Phillies, yeah, they did. But that's why when you see them lose two in a row, you don't look for three.
Yeah, but the Marlins playing, though.
You don't look for three because anything can happen.
I can roll with the Marlins in that one. Yankees and the Rays. I hate to do this, but I got to go with the Rays right now.
The Rays, okay. I'll go with, you know what? Judd back tonight. I gave him the Yankees.
Judd back in the lineup tonight?
Better be. I think he back. I only rested him last night.
All right. If they rested him last night, then I'll go with the Yankees tonight, too.
Let me check it. Let me see if they put the starting lineup up yet. I'll let you know.
Brewers over the Nationals. I like the Brewers in that one.
No, Judd not playing tonight.
All right. But back to the Rays.
Wait, oh, yeah. He back second tonight.
Then I'll go with the Yankees if Judd is in the lineup.
He'll be aging tonight.
I like the Brewers over the Nationals.
Yeah, me too.
I like the Blue Jays over the Orioles tonight.
It's Bassett against Gibson. And the Orioles playing some come off a high. I think the Orioles will take them tonight.
I like the Blue Jays tonight. Braves and the Angels. I like the Braves in this one.
All right.
Reds.
Stay away from that.
Reds and the Cubs. That's a hot team. You got to go with the hot red team, man.
Yeah, but I think Cubs at home. Strong pitching for the Cubs tonight. I prefer the Cubs.
Astros and the Guardians. I like the Astros.
Syndergaard getting the start tonight. He may come and do something, but no, Astros tonight.
Rockies and the Padres. I like the Padres tonight. Red Sox and the Mariners. Two teams battling it out. I like the Mariners in the upset tonight.
The Mariners are actually favorite tonight.
Well, then, I like the Mariners.
All right.
The Giants and the Diamondbacks. I got to go with the Giants. They've been playing better ball lately.
Yeah, but I needed Nelson pitching for Arizona tonight. Junis. I can flip the coin on that one.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to flip to the break now because on the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen going to be taking us home. Appreciate you chiming in as always, my brother.
Take time, my brother.
We'll do it again just tomorrow.
Until we meet again.
All right. And hopefully, right. You know, the Dolphins, won't get any injuries in training camp. The Cowboys won. And we can actually hope to see that Cowboy-Dolphin Super Bowl this year, my brother.
That'll be fun.
Working on something right now with a sponsor to take us all to the Super Bowl there, Pearly. Keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed, my brother.
I got my toes crossed, too.
Keep it all crossed.
All right.
All right, my brother. We'll talk soon.
Okay, man.
All right, everybody who chimed in today, good stuff. We take a quick break, flip side of the break. We got Rich Heisen taking us home on the final 10. Good stuff as always. Tune in tomorrow. We'll do it all over again on the Tuesday, August 1st edition of Talking Heads. And August starts my birthday month. My birthday is the last day of the month, so we will celebrate all 31 days right up until my birthday on the show.
And wrong again.
That too.
All right.
All right. Holler at your boy. Be gone. We'll see you mañana.
Ciao.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists, more research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
George is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for.
Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles,
we cover women, men, children, the whole family.
Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service,
your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent.
Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com.
John's also now carries small home appliances.
So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
A lot of folks are wondering, what is the Agrarian Awards? It's an award show to celebrate the people who produce the food that feeds the country. So September 16th, we're giving out trophies and money to young farmers, backyard farmers, sheep runners, goat herders, pea pickers, onion planters, basically everyone. But we couldn't fit all that on the invite, so we put Agrarian Awards instead. Go to adobahamas.org to find out how to nominate your favorite agrarian. The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas is giving you 5,000 more reasons to be proud to be 50. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect at participating liquor stores and bars for your chance to be one of our 5 lucky $1,000 winners. Winners will be announced every Friday starting June 9th. Collect's 5K giveaway to celebrate 50 years of independence is officially on. Just purchase 3 Collect for your chance to be one of 5 $1,000 winners. Follow Collect on social media for more details. Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly, bae.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Jonathan Taylor is learning a very hard lesson in the National Football League. It's a leverage league. The people that he deals with are very into leverage. If they have it, they will use it. If they don't have it, they will seek it. And potentially, they might just do away with it. It's rare if they have the leverage on you that they will not exact it. As you know, I love Jonathan Taylor. For the first minute, I saw this kid from Jersey run all over my Michigan Wolverines. I couldn't be happy. I was so happy for him being drafted in the NFL because not only did he deserve it, but that meant he wasn't playing for Wisconsin anymore. So that was great. It was a win-win for me personally because the kid has got heart. He's got guts. He will run you over. But he found out what a lot of running backs have found out lately, that the way to stop a running back in the National Football League is not a heavy box. It's not putting 8 men in the box. It's an NFL owner. It really is just one individual. That's it. Now, you could say it's a group of individuals who have decided to not pay running backs. I don't think there is some sort of meeting when the members get together, as they're called, all 32 members of the NFL sitting around and going, we're gonna collude here against running backs. I don't believe when Josh Harris became the new majority owner of the Washington Commanders. Hey, Josh, sit down. Well, let's tell you about the first yeah. things first. If you pay a running back, you're going to run into 31 other very unhappy people.
Here's the script for this season.
Here's the script for the season.
And don't pay running backs.
Don't pay running backs. Doesn't work that way. But running backs have found themselves in a very, very difficult spot. Jonathan Taylor had a terrific rookie season in the COVID year of 2020. 2021, he leads the league in rushing. 2022, he was essentially your number one overall pick in fantasy football.
We took him, TJ.
But as we found out last year, an injury-marred campaign for him. Everything went sideways for the Indianapolis Colts. And one of the people to place the blame on that for is definitely the owner of the team. You know, I think Jim Irsay will tell you some impetuous moves were made. But this one is not impetuous. This one is running backs in this league right now. If you are under contract, that is what you're going to get paid. In the rare situation, Saquon getting a little extra cash thrown his way. But, you know, $909,000 in the form of 3 incentives that if he reaches, it'll be the first time he reaches the amount of rushing yards necessary in his career. For instance, hey, Austin Eckler, you want a new deal? There's sand. You are invited to pound it. Before that sand is pounded, there's the pavement you need to pound first to go find a spot for your services that's potentially willing to pay you what you're willing to be paid. And at that point, he does that due diligence, comes back, and the Chargers do him, I guess, a solid by giving him incentives on top. But long-term deals, I guess that's just for McCaffrey and Derrick Henry, and everyone else can go find the sand and pound it. And Jonathan Taylor says he wants a trade. Okay. Really? There's a rookie quarterback the Colts just drafted in Anthony Richardson, and it's clear that the owner wants him to start. And it does seem clear over the first few days of training camp that is the plan, and he is going to start week one for the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to see three rookie quarterbacks start week one in Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson is going to take the field against the Jacksonville Jaguars in front of Indianapolis Colts fans in week one. And many of them will have Jonathan Taylor jerseys on because, as you know, as we mentioned here many times, the Colts lead the league in fan base that wears jerseys of the team. So, Jonathan Taylor wants a trade, and I guess the owner, Jim Irsay, either that's what caused him to invite him onto his luxury bus that was outside of training camp. He goes on the bus for an hour, and they come out, and not only is this thing not resolved, but Jim Irsay texted my buddy Albert Breer that he's not going to trade Jonathan. End of discussion. Not now and not in October. Albert has since sent me the text. He texted me a screen grab of it. There is an exclamation point after October. Oh, yeah. That wasn't added for effect by Albert. And I've seen it. Not only is he not intending to trade him, but he went, as is Jim Irsay's want, deep. He went existential. He went celestial. He shuffled off everybody's mortal coil. That's how much he's not going to trade this kid or pay him. Hit it.
I mean, if I die tonight and Jonathan Taylor's out of the league, no one's going to miss us. The league goes on. I mean, you know, we know that. The national football rolls on. It doesn't matter, you know, who comes and who goes. You know, and it's a privilege to be part of it. And now is the time, you know, for us to do our work. It's now is the time as an organization and, you know, players that are, you know, 24, 25 years old, now is the time to seize the moment of greatness.
Or get paid. I don't blame Jonathan Taylor. He's on the fourth year of a four-year contract. Again, he was drafted in the second round, which means the Colts do not have a fifth year of contractual control on him, because if they did draft him in the first round, they would have already picked up his fifth-year option. That would have been done. Done deal, forget it. This wouldn't even be an issue. Well, unless Jonathan Taylor wanted to get paid way earlier than expected. Again, his issue is running backs right now are not respected as big-time, big-paid players in the NFL. We have had that established. They are not considered running backs are not considered wide receivers. They're not considered defensive ends, left tackles, cornerbacks, quarterbacks, wide receivers. They're not even considered, in the case of our second hour guest, Ryan Poles, Chicago Bears, they're not considered tight ends. Cole Kmet has a much better contract than Saquon Barkley right now. That is the landscape, and Jonathan Taylor is going to be coming off of an injury-marred season, 2 years removed from leading the league in rushing, saying, I want a new contract, and if I don't, I want to get traded. That is just not going to work out for him. Certainly, where after Irsay made these comments, out comes a report from ESPN that Jonathan Taylor reported to camp complaining of back pain and it was deemed to be from a pre-existing issue, and the team is now considering placing him on the non-football injury list, which could result in his not being paid for the regular season. Oh. They could just NFI their guy.
Rushing champ to NFI.
And so Jonathan Taylor, seeing this, then tweets out, never had a back pain, never reported back pain, not sure whose sources are, but find new ones. As Florio pointed out, the problem isn't that you need to find new sources. It's that clearly the source is coming from within the house of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And if that's the way that they're really going to play it, this is a hard ball lesson for the youngster. Now, he has two options. One is say, okay, I'm in. And then run a ball during practice and go, oh, my back.
Yep.
Pre-exists this. It just exists. Oh, and it happened during training camp. He could do the Rodney Dangerfield from catcher. My arm.
The doctor said it needed a backiotomy.
It feels like it's broken.
Or he could just report and go crush it and know that his next option is to be franchise tagged by this team. And I also, again, don't blame him for saying, I want to get paid now. But Saquon didn't get the long-term contract. Josh Jacobs still hasn't come in from the cold, right? And he's going to get it. And again, I understand he could sit here and say to Jim Irsay on the bus, hey, how many playoff games did Andrew Luck win for you? What was the grand total number of that?
It was one or two.
How many playoff games did Andrew Luck win for you, Jim? Now, I know I haven't won a playoff game for you, but you want to win playoff games with Anthony Richardson, right?
Oh, sorry, Luck was 4-4.
4-4. He won 4 for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.